This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number 2. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Are you connected to the CIA, Chris?
That was hilarious.
Are you allowed to tell me whether or not you are a CIA operative?
I am not a CIA operative. I can say that. But in the distant past at this point, I have held extremely high security clearances. So there are lots of things I could not tell you.
So the thing that prompted that, sort of twofold, we started the show discussing the statement by Julian Assange, who's the founder of WikiLeaks, and he was making a statement about some of the information that was revealed by Vault 7, and then Chris stumbled across a video somehow.
It was so funny.
Somebody posted it on Facebook.
To where it's a video, and I'm not able to pull it up, otherwise I would play it, so I'll just tell you what it says. It's a woman talking to her Amazon Echo.
Right.
And she asked, Alexa, what is the CIA?
No. She goes, Alexa, would you lie to me? And she's like, I would never intentionally lie to you. I always try to tell the truth.
Correct.
And then the woman goes,
what is the CIA? And the Echo winds up giving an answer. And then, are you connected to the CIA? And Alexa does not respond.
Yeah, and with the video, like when Alexa speaks, and it looks like, I think it's an Amazon dot. I'm not like completely up on all the Amazon products right now. But when Alexa speaks, the blue light lights up and like
right.
that. But when she asks that question, like the blue light doesn't light up. And I don't know if this is real, if it's fake. But any of you people who have voluntarily put listening devices for U.S. Intelligence agencies into your home, if you want to try that experiment, go right ahead.
And I do know that sometimes when you say, Alexa, people who own those devices, the Alexa starts listening. So I'm going to try this for people that may have some of those devices. Alexa, are you connected to the CIA? Now, if you have an Amazon Echo or, you know,
right.
something, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Let us know two things. Did I set off your Amazon device? And did it respond?
Yeah. Or maybe we can play fun games and we'll ask
all
kinds of...
Are they all named Alexa?
Alexa, yeah. Just like Hey Siri or OK Google.
Oh, okay. So it's always...
And Samsung's thing and their smartphone is called Galaxy.
Right. So, yeah, there's probably... And I've seen these before where people ask them certain questions that they answered
right.
in funny ways. But it would be funny to ask them about spying in connection to federal... intelligence agencies and departments.
So let's get back just a little bit into this article from USA Today about the WikiLeaks updates. Specifically, right now I think we're in the area to where the General Counsel for the Electronic Frontier Foundation is making a statement to where he's basically responding to the CIA director who says, we're not doing this because we're not allowed. And I've got the article here pulled up if you can't find the spot, Heather. Again, the General Counsel, Kurt Opsahl, for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, says another factor is thus far the CIA has refused to confirm whether the documents are genuine or not. If the agency were to try to prosecute the companies for making use of the code in its cyber tools and weapons to patch the holes, it would first have to prove they were authentic.
Yeah, and that to me is the big snag. I mean, you're either going to acknowledge that WikiLeaks released real information, and that this information should be classified, and then you're going to go after Assange for that too, or you're right, going to say, or you're not, and then
my guess is here that they're not going to admit to any of this being valid until and unless they do wind up prosecuting someone for this, similar to, you know, some of the Snowden revelations and the Private Manning revelations, to where they didn't admit that anything was legitimate until they charged Chelsea Manning with some crimes.
Right.
The article continues, WikiLeaks says the CIA hacking division involved more than 5,000 registered users and had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, trojans, viruses, and other weaponized malware. The information circulated among former government hackers and contractors, one of whom provided the website with portions of it, according to WikiLeaks.
That's a huge number, too. I mean, well, you know, in the grand scheme of things, 5,000 people working on something at Google is a pretty significant division. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you think about that in terms of, you know, an army platoon being about 40 people, you know, when you're talking 5,000, I haven't even done the math, but you know, are we talking division size or beyond brigade?
I don't know. It just said, you know, 5,000 registered users.
Right.
And again, they produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, trojans, viruses, and other quote-unquote weaponized malware. The FBI has launched an investigation into the release of the documents, according to officials. The officials, who were not authorized to comment publicly, said the inquiry will determine whether the disclosure represented a breach from outside or a leak from inside the spy agency.
Right, and the FBI can work within the country in investigative, legally work inside the country or outside of the country. If they've been granted that right by foreign governments and things like that.
A separate review will attempt to assess the damage caused by such disclosures, according to those officials. And WikiLeaks has conducted a global crusade to expose government secrets through a series of controversial and sometimes embarrassing document dumps in recent years. Now, what are some of the embarrassing document dumps that WikiLeaks has been involved with?
Yeah, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I mean, in regards to the CIA, pretty much, I mean, the most embarrassing one I can think of off the top of my head had to do with the Manning releases and all the diplomatic cables. It wasn't just the video of a helicopter taking out an AP news crew in whatever city that was in Iraq.
Right.
But it was these back-channel communications. That was extremely embarrassing for the U.S. government, for the State Department, and it certainly strained relations with some countries that were discussed in those diplomatic cables.
Right, and I guess I was thinking of the term embarrassing in a different manner of, you know, like personal embarrassment of, oh, here's naked photos of Donald Trump, or something along those lines.
Right, and, And, well, that brings up the other aspect of this, which this story didn't really discuss much at all, but the fact that the CIA was designing these pieces of malware and intentionally giving them a sort of a Russian signature, intentionally making it look like these things had come from other nation states, as a way of misdirecting the investigations towards those other states. And for gosh sakes, so, what's all we've talked about for the last 6 months in the media has been Russian hackers.
The Russian hacks on the DNC.
Right. But the hacks, yeah, you just go right down the line. We've had 6 months of news all about hacking, and it's the Russians.
Right.
Well, is it now that we know that the CIA works very hard to make themselves look like the Russians?
Right. And one thing that John McAfee, who is, you know, pretty much a software genius of sorts, he had said, you know, the Russians are smart enough to where if they did hack the DNC, they could make it look like it was someone other than the Russians.
of course, they would.
I wish John McAfee would call in right now.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
Exactly.
Speaking of callers, looks like we have a couple.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I can't access the call panel right now, which is why we have not gone to the calls. your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite for life.
DinoVite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones here in just a second. But before we do, I want to invite you to try MyPillow, because MyPillow is the best pillow. And I think you'll agree. And if you don't, you've got 60 days to return it, and you can get your money back again. You don't get My Personal Pillow. That's the brand name, My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year. Chris, you've had one for several years, and I think that, you know, if it wasn't the best pillow you've ever had, you would not still be using it. I'm very happy. Oops. Let me try that again.
I said, I am very happy with My Pillow.
And unlike a regular pillow, you can throw My Pillow into the washing machine, you can throw it into the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your very own My Pillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, minus the shipping, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got Karen Ann calling in from Colorado. Karen Ann, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl, how are you? It's so wonderful to hear your wonderful voice.
Doing well. What's on your mind? Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I was asked to call in by Bill Arnett, who I think is a friend of yours, regarding the Colorado State Libertarian Party Convention.
Yeah, he actually reached out to me and asked if you guys could call and mention that you guys were having a Libertarian Convention.
We are indeed March 24th through 26th in Westminster, in the city where the Libertarian Party was birthed around David Nolan's dining room table right up the street, so it's pretty exciting.
I assume that this convention is not going to be around, held around the same dining room table, correct?
No, actually, but I even saw him after death. I took a picture outside his house. So I'm such a freak.
You guys,
but
is there a plaque outside of the house?
I did. You know me, Daryl. I'm a bit loony like that.
No, I said, is there a plaque outside of the house saying, like, this house is where the Libertarian Party was founded?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I should go by stealth at night and install one, but no, there isn't one at this point. But we on an off year, because, you know, there's no big convention, we've already got about 100 registrations, which is pretty good.
Wow, coming to the convention?
And a ton of speakers. So
who are some of the big name speakers?
Yeah.
Well, of course there's me, but I'm just joking. I'm not a big name speaker, but I will be speaking. But we have Steve Kerbell. We have an alternative voting methods panel, which is actually proven to be extraordinarily popular because, you know, that's a hot topic. And Arvin, the vice chair of the party, will be
Arvin's
down.
A great speaker.
Arvin Bora, the vice chair of the National Libertarian Party. Steve Kerbell, for people that might not know, briefly sought the Libertarian Party presidential nomination and then dropped out of the race due to some health problems.
Gotcha.
Oh, I hope he got all that fixed.
Yeah, and then he ended up working very hard for Gary Johnson, so he's been very involved. And the chair of the Libertarian Party Radical Caucus, Greg Faust, will be giving a talk. Lily Payne Williams will be giving a talk. Corey Faulconier, whose name I probably always mangle, but he's the guy who did those libertarian raps for the Call Loser campaign in Virginia, and he's going to be doing a talk and some rapping for us, which should be pretty exciting. And I'm giving my talk on the Dallas Accord and what happened in 1974.
For the people that have never heard the term Dallas Accord, because, you know, there's a lot of Free Talk Live listeners that, you know, might not know a lot about Libertarian Party history, briefly summarize, what is the Dallas Accord?
Briefly, Daryl, you know me better than that. But the Dallas Accord was an agreement made between party minarchists and party anarchists in 1974 that the foundational principles of the Libertarian Party would be agnostic on the issue of whether or not the state has to ultimately exist. And a lot of people don't know that, and they tend to insist that the Libertarian Party is at its roots a small state party, and that is not, in fact, what our statement of principle says. Though there are, of course, minarchists in the party, but anarchists are just as perfectly welcome, and I'm on the Libertarian National Committee, and I am a party anarchist.
Yeah. So I got to ask, are members of the public, can they attend allowed. This too without registering, or can people just show up?
Well, for party business, they can. You were at our convention last year, so for party business, it's completely
That was Chris that asked that question.
Yeah,
Chris
no.
was not at.
Excuse me.
There's three people here, Karen.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
Daryl, Chris, and Heather.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Let's say I'm a liberty-minded guy, and I live in Longmont. Could I trek over there and meet some cool people and maybe hear somebody speak?
Well, party business is open to the general public, but the seminar track and the banquet and the boogie party we're having on Friday,
sure.
there actually is an admission fee because we had to hire a band. We have to
But is there a requirement? I think Chris's question is there a requirement that one be a Libertarian Party member in order to attend any of these things?
Right. They may have
Absolutely
to pay.
Absolutely not.
Excellent.
Absolutely not. Anyone is welcome to attend.
Yeah, good. So that should be a real shout out to people that maybe Free Talk Live listeners, they live in Colorado or they live, you know, close by.
And where can they go to get more information?
They would go to the Libertarian Party of Colorado website, which is lpcolorado.org, and up at the top of the page that says 2017 State Convention. And quite a few people also know me on Facebook because, you know, I'm the Libertarian Party person with the bright pink hair. And anyone, of course, could, my name's, you know, Karen Ann Harlow's on there. Anyone, of course, could private message me and I'll get them, you know, hooked up with what they need.
Karen Ann, thank you for the call. And hopefully you guys have a fabulous convention. I know
I'm sure they will. It's one of the weed legal states.
We've got one coming up in New Hampshire in about a week and a half. And this is going to be one of the largest conventions in probably close to a decade. Karen, thank you for the call.
I just had a random thought. I was wondering.
Random thought.
Random thought. So, you know, like the all-you-can-eat buffets, I wonder if they took losses thanks to the weed legalization.
Legalized weed. All buffets are suddenly in the red.
I don't know, but I do know, and since I was in Colorado about a year ago, and I did go to one of the cannabis dispensaries, it was unlike any store that I'd ever been in. Although I've been told that it's set up a lot like an Apple store, but I've never been to an Apple store. So you walk in, and you know, I'm guessing at the Apple store they don't check your ID to make sure you're over 21. But you walk in, they check your ID, make sure that you know you're old enough to purchase, and they've got barcodes that you scan on this little PDA device. You then take that up to the checkout. And then they ring everything up and hand you the stuff at the checkout. It was absolutely amazing. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Ted Brower from HealthMasters.com. Many of you have heard me over the years on stations and around the country speaking on the top 10 foods never to eat. Today's health tip is stress is a killer, and it produces a hormone called cortisol. High levels of cortisol can be deadly. So I am proud to introduce to you my newest product, Cortisol Buster. We have taken a combination of three purity-tested adaptogenic herbs that can help take the bite out of stress. These clinically studied herbs have been used for thousands of years to help strengthen and rejuvenate the body. In one study, libido was increased in both men and women, plus fertility increased. On top of that, strength, endurance, and testosterone increased. Another study showed that these herbs helped to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of well-being. So if you want to help combat the ravages of stress, go to HealthMasters.com to order your bottle of Cortisol Buster. Use coupon code GCN for special pricing. One more thing, if you like this health tip, go to HealthMasters.com to get information on my daily one-hour commercial-free national news and health talk show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've changed the topic to cannabis.
Woo!
It's, you know, it's one of those things that seems to almost always get brought up on Free Talk Live. And, well, it got brought up because our last caller lives in Colorado, and, you know, it got mentioned that, oh, yeah, Colorado has legal weed.
And, of course, we start making weed jokes, and yes.
And I, you know, gave my experience, or part of it, going to a cannabis dispensary in Colorado. And, Chris, you mentioned that there's a town in Washington State that actually opened up a municipally owned cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, and
what's the difference between that one and the other ones?
Well, in this case, a town actually owns the dispensary.
So it is owned and operated by the local government, sort of like how in some places garbage pickup is a government function.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into such detail that I'll get this story completely wrong, but a friend of mine, Don, who used to be mayor, and I think he's moved into the private sector. I think he's working in the same industry, but working in the private sector now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the town was kind of stymied when legal weed became something you could do in Washington State, and they were trying to figure out, you know, okay, we're this little town, maybe 1,000 people in Bonneville. It's just on the north side of the Columbia River from Oregon, so I know where it's at.
Right.
And they were trying to figure out kind of how to wrap their heads around it. And
is that where the salt flats are, or is that a
no, that's
Bonneville?
California. Different Bonneville. But somebody, and
they need to change the name.
Yeah, I think my friend Don was involved in this decision. You know, they were kind of like, well, what if we just open one ourselves, like as the town, as the municipality, and right. they did it.
I'm very surprised.
Did they do like profit sharing, like everybody in the town gets like a check back at the end of the year?
I don't know. I don't know if they used the money, because I've asked him that directly and I haven't got an answer, and he's a busy guy. I get it. But yeah, I assume that those revenues are treated like municipal revenues for anything else, that they could go towards anything the municipality has to spend
right,
money
like,
on.
Here in New Hampshire, the Liquor Commission runs
the liquor
stores. Liquor stores.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, the profits go into the general fund.
Right.
And there was legislation, and this is why I'm shocked that a municipality is actually operating a cannabis dispensary, because there was legislation earlier this year. Said legislation has died, but what it would have done is authorized the Liquor Commission to sell cannabis should it become legal in New Hampshire.
Right.
And my thoughts on this bill were, okay, while it's not good to give a monopoly, this should allow quicker access to getting it to market. But I was told by the head of the Marijuana Policy Project that if this wound up passing, it would have allowed the feds to come in and say, you can't do this because government entities are not allowed to do something that violates federal law.
Well, yeah. And if you want to get technical about it, nobody can do anything that violates federal law according to the federal government.
Right.
That's
and
always their argument.
Cannabis is against federal law,
sure.
Which is why I'm surprised that this town is...
They just did it. You know, maybe they had the advantage of size.
I don't want to use the term getting away with it, because that makes it sound like they're doing something wrong. But,
no.
But they're basically getting away with it.
But New Hampshire wasn't the first, well, certainly wasn't the first to consider it, because Oregon, when they just legalized last year, they had the structure already in place through their line of state liquor stores,
right.
and their whole distribution, and that's where how they implemented legal marijuana, recreational marijuana, was to just use their existing structure and roll it out. So it didn't take long for them either. So there's probably a pretty good argument that if you tie it to your, there's a pretty good economic argument. There's a good government argument to use what we already have. So then we don't have to...
Streamlining, right.
Yeah.
So why
so streamlining
things?
Government, the problem is the government's the one selling it, and it's not a free market solution.
Right.
So
like, I would love nothing more than to get rid of the Liquor Commission, because, you know,
I agree.
It should not exist. There should not be a government monopoly over selling Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and this is nothing but... This is a blue law. I mean, we talk about blue laws, these laws that have existed forever and they shouldn't. This one's been around since Prohibition went out. When they
right.
came out with this yeah. grand idea that said, okay, you know what, we're going to roll alcohol back in because we really screwed up when we tried to outlaw something that most of the country wanted.
Right.
But we're going to do it under this structure, which was government picking winners and losers. They outlined this whole tier system in every state that every state had to mm-hmm. follow, and it's evolved in different
right,
states since then.
I've heard it called a three-tier system, and I
yeah.
don't know what the tiers are, but since you mentioned tiers, do you understand what these are?
Well, at a very high level, and each state has kind of warped it to its own needs, but you have the... the producers of alcohol, that's one tier. You have the distributors of alcohol, which is another tier. And you have the consumers of alcohol, which is another tier.
Okay.
And it's basically, in most states, in its most basic form, you cannot be a distributor and a manufacturer at the same time. You have to go through a distributor who then takes it to market. It's a forced middleman. So, for example, you can't just go to
ridiculous.
The Budweiser plant and buy a case of beer.
Right.
And I'm using that term loosely, because Budweiser is not beer. My apologies to any Budweiser fans out there, but
so it's basically crushing the American dream, right? Like, if you wanted to make, my nana used to make like really good beach plum brandy down on the Cape, she'd go pick like the wild beach plums and she'd turn it into like a brandy liquor.
I'll give you a better example.
So if she wanted to jar it though and sell it in the state of New Hampshire, she wouldn't be able to do that.
She'd have to get approval through the state as a registered blah, 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 and then go through a distributor, et cetera, et cetera. And New Hampshire does have some laws that allow micro things, but I think a better analogy.
There's also wider, there are exceptions for wineries to where wineries are allowed to sell, but
direct.
There's certain kinds of things of if you sell more than this, then you've also got to make it available to a distributor who can do this, and then you can't sell to certain people.
A better analogy for the national liquor three-tier system is this. It's Obamacare for liquor. So what this says is that...
So I'm required to have liquor?
The provider... Yes,
if you like the liquor you have, you can keep it.
No, my analogy is this. The provider, let's say it's the doctor, or it's the brewery, or it's the distillery, cannot go directly to the customer and just have a relationship. They have to go through this insurance middleman who will then make decisions on what's best for your care or what kind of booze you need to drink.
Absolutely.
So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know... Let's just imagine if other, not necessarily industries, but just other things were done the same kind of way, to where the grocer is not allowed to actually make the sandwiches. They have to hire an outside company because
sell to a sandwich distributor.
Most grocers now they've got you know, like the hot bar and the deli where they make that food.
Right.
The pasta salads, those are good.
Antipasta, I love that.
So if you eat a bowl of pasta and then antipasta, did you not eat anything?
Exactly. It's just neutral. No, antipasta is delicious.
What is antipasta? What are you
talking about? It's the opposite of pasta.
No, it's not. It's
like gluten-free stuff.
Have you ever see the, it'll have like a grape leaf wrapped cheeses and like hot peppers and olives and things like that all on the same bar? That's an antipasta bar. It's an Italian thing.
It's not
pasta. I don't know. No, it is not what he is saying. It is an Italian...
Right, but if it's a grape leaf with an olive and goat cheese, that's not pasta.
There may be... I don't know if there is pasta on it. I'll bet there's some pasta on some antipasta bars.
Then it's pasta with antipasta, so then does that equal out? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not actually put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you will get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. And, Chris, you've got a story about some of the boots on the ground in Syria, even though we've been repeatedly told there are not going to be boots on the ground.
Yeah, we've heard that, and we've heard that Trump was going to have a different plan for, you know, we're not going to be doing things the same way that Obama did it, and he's
right.
Not.
Right, so
he's
we're going to increase the Pentagon budget by 9%, which John McCain and Lindsey Graham still say is too small of an increase, which, you know, like, I think somebody could propose, let's increase the Pentagon budget by 500,000%, and John McCain and Lindsey Graham would say that's still not enough money.
You want your kids to be speaking Russian? That's what they'd be saying. Yeah, it's kind of out of control, but you have the people that believe that the only way that we can do diplomacy is through a strong national defense, and what they really mean is a strong national offense and using the threat of force against any other country. But the story that I have is written by Tom Perry, writing in Reuters, titled Syrian Forces, quote, few weeks from Raqqa, U.S. Marines deploy. U.S.-backed Syrian forces on Thursday said they were closing in on Islamic State-held Raqqa and expected to reach the city outskirts in a few weeks as a U.S. Marine artillery unit deployed to help the campaign. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, a militia alliance, including the Kurdish YPG, is the main U.S. partner in the war against the Islamic State in Syria, or ISIS. Since November, it has been working with the U.S.-led coalition to encircle Raqqa.
Now, one thing that's interesting and is not mentioned in this article that I see is that the U.S. has also been working with Turkey. And Turkey believes the Kurdish YPG to be a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
And has repeatedly told the U.S. government, we will not work with you on any of the things where you're working with the YPG, even though we're working towards the same goals. So the U.S. military has to embed people with two different factions and then try to make sure that they don't fight each other.
Right. Which should be easy for the U.S. because we frequently fight both sides of the same war anyway. At least we seem to do that in the Middle East. We're supporting, we've supported over the years Al-Qaeda. We've supported over the years ISIL or ISIS. So, yeah, just stick around for a while, guys. We'll be fighting somebody you hate.
I feel like it's the same people. It's just by a different name.
Back in the 1980s, during that Iran-Iraq thing.
Sure.
Which side was the U.S. on?
Generally the on the Iraqi side.
That's what I thought. And then it was just a couple years later where, Saddam's a horrible person, even though he was our best buddy just a couple years ago.
Right. But that's before he tried to get the Kuwaiti oil, which is another story.
Osama bin Laden was the same way. They had pictures. I saw an old news clipping of Osama bin Laden with being hailed as a hero or something. It was an American newspaper.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden
forever ago.
Yeah,
long time in the 80s was on the CIA payroll when
we paid him.
Afghans were fighting against the Russians.
Yep, and
a country that is called the Graveyard of Empires.
Yep. And if you ever read up on Charlie Wilson, who was a congressman, I believe, not a senator.
Congressman.
Yeah,
yes.
Congressman. Who believed.
What was that movie?
Charlie Wilson's War.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not a bad film. But it does highlight that, the U.S. was going in and doing our best to support the Mujahideen, who have ended up becoming the Taliban, in their war against the Soviet Union. The idea being that we could bog them down in basically their version of Vietnam.
Right.
They get so entrenched in Afghanistan because no country ever goes to Afghanistan and conquers it. They just get bogged down.
Right.
That's why Afghanistan
is called the Graveyard of Empires.
Yeah.
And you can go back thousands of years and see that all of the empires that tried to invade Afghanistan wound up failing.
Yeah. And the Soviets and arguably the U.S. has been no different. SDF spokesman Talo Silo said, quote, we expect that within a few weeks there will be a siege on the city, unquote. Coalition spokesman U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian said the additional U.S. forces would be working with local partners in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, and the Syrian Arab Coalition and would not have a frontline role. So we're just putting them in. They're sort of like advisors, and they won't actually be seen any combat.
That's not what it says.
Well,
it does not say they will not see combat.
No,
it says
I know.
They will not be on the front lines.
And what I'm saying is that's what's implied by statements like this. I'm not saying that's what they're saying. I'm saying that's what we usually hear. It's like, don't worry. We're just going to send some advisors into Vietnam.
Right.
We're going to send some special forces guys into Iraq, they're going to be there to aid and assist, but it never ends up
right.
That way, folks.
That's definitely the picture that they're hoping people wind up getting in their head.
Sure.
But this is one of those things to where, you've got to read between the lines and see what they don't say as well as what they do say.
Some 500 U.S. personnel are already in Syria to help fight the fight against the Islamic State. A 400-strong additional deployment, which arrived in recent days, comprised both Marines and Army Rangers, Dorian said, adding that they were there temporarily.
All right, so this is another sentence to where, again, you have to look carefully at the words that they use, because that does draw a picture in people's minds. They don't say there's 500 soldiers.
Right.
They don't say there's 500 advisors. They say 500 personnel.
Right. And, Daryl, I think that indictment is ought to be thrown at the press, because it's one thing for Reuters to sit down in the press conference and write down what the guy says.
Right.
But it's another thing for them to go ahead and repeat it. And oftentimes the press is doing their best to perpetuate exactly what the administration may want to be heard.
Right. And again, you know, this is one of those things to where they're painting a picture that they want you to see instead of painting the picture of what is actually there.
Right.
And it's kind of the magic trick, if you will. Why do you think that the guy, well, what's his name? Cooper. The magician. No, the magician, Cooper. I forget his first name. But
I was way off.
There's the novel by Charles Dickens that's totally not about the magician.
Lost you.
Yeah. But, sorry, Dale. Yeah, you're on your own here.
The magicians. And who are the guys with the lions? Siegfried and Roy. Like, okay. You know, they've got, like, the dancing girls and the thing that distracts you while they pull, you know, they reach into your pocket and pull something out. And they're like, ta-da, here it is. And,
right.
You know, there's all the distractions. So
and I
using
think
the term personnel
sure.
and not on the front line doesn't say they're not going to see combat.
Right.
But that's what most people, when they're, oh, well, it's not the front line. So
yeah, they didn't say that.
They're personnel, not on the front line. So it's just some guy with a computer, and he's, you know, like, he's there as a secretary.
And they'll spin this at various points during an armed conflict. So, yeah, we do have advisors on the ground, but then things get bogged down and say it's Fallujah or something like that. And then we're going to need a surge. And then, you know, your 500, your 1,000, your 10,000 troops or who are advisors or are there to help, you know, suddenly they are the, you know, they're our conquering heroes. There are our boys in blue or whatever you want to say.
Right.
That, you know, they're going to be there to keep America safe.
And
their roles instantly change, and Americans' minds instantly change and go, okay, well, I was fine with them just being there in an advisory role, and now I'm fine because they're protecting America.
And then George Bush mm-hmm. lands an aircraft carrier or an airplane on an aircraft carrier with a big giant sign that says mission accomplished, and then people are like, wait, why is the military still there? He said mission accomplished.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.